You are?
Oh. Can you press stop?
This is it! Fuck y'all! This is it! Right!
Carnal female funk.
I believe in love, and I believe in sex.
From the 1970s, join us on the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions, Saturday, April 2nd, 2 to 4 p.m. Those women who celebrated their sexuality in music. Featuring Betty Davis, Lalomi Washburn, and Sylvia, among others.
He loves me all night, and ask him I all right. And I say more.
Hey, was he made out of you? How is it so beautiful?
Vous écoutez Chaud pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Bonsoir, il est présentement 21h et pour cette première heure de Show pour le Monstone, vous serez avec moi François Letourneau. On va écouter de la musique de Jules Deo, du Morton Subotnik et à 22h, on poursuit avec Nicolas Terrien. Vous avez entendu Clayman Shuffle, la musique du jeu Neverhood et vous apprêtez à entendre la musique de Tekken 3. We'll be right back. C'était une interprétation 8 bits de Glomag de la pièce Pocket Calculator de Kraftwerk. Avant ça, la pièce d'ouverture du jeu Tekken 3, c'était un jeu sur PlayStation 1. Et en ouverture de l'émission, c'était Claim and Shuffle, une pièce de Terry Scott Taylor pour le jeu Neverhood. La belle petite musique Lanji que vous entendez en background présentement, ça provient de la bande sonore du jeu Gran Turismo 5. Plus tard dans l'émission, il y aura plus de musique de jeux vidéo, entre autres de la musique un peu plus old school, du 8-bit ou du chiptune, a été composé pour des vieilles consoles de jeux des années 80. Plus loin dans l'émission, je vais vous faire jouer une pièce de Morton Subotnick. Morton Subotnick est une légende de la musique électronique. Il est partiellement responsable de la conception des synthétiseurs Boucla. Morton est venu il y a 2 semaines nous faire une performance à Montréal, accompagné à la vidéo par Le Livant. C'était vraiment bon, j'étais là. Morton ne traîne plus son synthétiseur modulaire, par contre. Il y a plusieurs raisons pour ça. Premièrement, il a 88 ans et il va avoir bientôt 89. Il a l'air d'avoir presque de la misère à marcher, donc je suis pas sûr qu'il est capable de traîner son synthétiseur modulaire. Et mon ami Hugo, qui est allé à la séance de Q&A juste avant le spectacle, m'a dit que apparemment il y a des problèmes de vision également et qu'il ne voit plus les trous dans son synthétiseur modulaire, les petits trous dans lesquels il faut brancher des dizaines et des dizaines de fils. Donc c'est sûr que c'est dur performer live avec un synthé modulaire quand on voit plus les trous. Nous allons poursuivre avec des extraits du jeu Metal. Gear Solid 3, entre autres la pièce Battle in the Bays.
Do you copy? You're already in enemy territory. Somebody might be listening in. From here on out, we'll be using code names to refer to each other. Your code name for this mission will be Naked Snake. I'll be referring to you as Snake from now on. You're not to mention your real name.
Snake?
Well, you don't like snakes?
What do you mean?
You've eaten one before, haven't you?
In survival training.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't know if I'd ever order one in a restaurant, but...
Be careful. You might not have a choice.
What about you, Major? What should I call you?
Let's see. I'll be Tom. Call me Major Tom. This will be a sneaking mission. You must not be seen by the enemy. You must leave no trace of your presence. Is that clear? This kind of infiltration is the Fox unit's specialty. In other words, weapons and equipment to procure on site. That goes for food as well. You're completely naked, just as your name implies.
Great. Now I see why you asked me if I like snakes. I suppose calling me Snake was your idea of a joke, too.
No. There's a good reason for that. I'll tell you later when the time is right.
Gotcha. Getting back to the subject, how exactly am I supposed to feed myself?
You've been issued a knife and a tranquilizer gun. Use them to hunt for food. You'll also find some medical supplies in your backpack.
Yeah, about the backpack. I lost it in a tree on the way down.
I see. Well, you'd better go back and get it then. You know where it is?
No problem. I can see it from here. It's stuck on a branch.
To climb a tree, stand in front of a tree that's covered in ivy and press the action button. I'll be monitoring your progress over the radio. We can't risk violating Soviet airspace, but I'll be in the gunship. My frequency is 140.85. I'll give you a call if I need to talk to you. If you need to talk to me, use the send function.
No problem.
Okay, Snake. Go get your backpack.
No problem.
Just as your name implies. Clever, you might not have a choice. We'll be right back. I see you've retrieved your backpack, Snake. To equip a weapon, it's necessary to take it out of your backpack. In the survival viewer, choose weapon from the backpack. Your available weapons will be displayed in a window in the upper left. From that list, choose the weapon you want to equip and press the enter button. For other equipped items, just do the same thing from item.
Got it. Use the survival viewer backpack.
Yep, that's right. Survival is fundamental to this mission. After you've been out in the field for a while, your stamina will start to drop. If your stamina gets too low, it'll affect your performance. You won't be able to shoot accurately, for example, and your wounds won't heal as smoothly. Keep an eye on your stamina so you don't run out. To recover lost stamina, you can hunt for local flora and fauna. You can use either your tranquilizer gun or your knife to hunt.
My only weapon is a Mark 22 Hush Puppy tranquilizer gun?
That's right. It's been fitted with its own suppressor. However, the suppressor will deteriorate every time you fire. Once its durability reaches zero, the noise suppression effect will be gone. So don't get too trigger happy with it. The suppressor's durability is shown in the icon. Any weapons and equipment beyond what you're carrying now, you'll have to find as you go.
I have to find my own weapons and equipment? Whose crazy idea was this anyway?
Solo covert actions are standard Fox operating procedure. You can't leave any traces of your presence. No weapons, equipment, footprints, sweat, or bodily waste. The same goes for bullets and cartridges, too. Your presence in enemy territory is already a violation of international conventions of warfare. There aren't supposed to be any American soldiers in Russia. It could spark an international incident. You can't let anyone see you. You can't let the enemy know you're there. This is a stealth mission. You're a ghost, Snake, in every sense of the word. And there'll be no rescue if you're captured. The military and U.S. government will deny any involvement in the affair.
Then I'll just have to take care of myself, huh?
I'm afraid so. You've been given a fake death pill for that purpose. SIS guidelines stipulate that soldiers on covert ops like this one be issued a potassium cyanide capsule. Tape it to your body so you can take it when you need to.
How generous of you.
Use it if you're taken prisoner by the enemy. It'll send you into a state of false death for a short time.
Fooling them into thinking that I'm really dead. So how do I come back to life?
Just take the revival pill.
You mean that thing they put in my tooth before the mission?
That's the one. But be careful. If you remain in a state of false death for too long, nothing will be able to bring you back. Remember that.
I'll keep it in mind. You said this was a solo mission, right?
Right.
I guess that means I can't count on any reinforcements.
Correct. The mission rests entirely in your hands.
The real one-man army.
Relax. There's a support team ready to back you up over the radio.
Who?
I'll introduce them to you. This time, survival is of utmost importance. The first member of the support team will be in charge of monitoring your physical condition, acting as a medic, so to speak, as well as recording your mission data. She's a member of Fox as well, and she's here on the gunship with me.
She?
Hello, Snake. I'm paramedic. Nice to meet you.
Paramedic?
As in a medic who comes in by parachute.
Aren't you going to tell me your real name?
Are you going to tell me yours, Mr. Snake?
My name, huh? It's John Doe.
And they call you Jack for short. You're a regular Captain Nemo.
A name means nothing on the battlefield. After a week, no one has a name. What's your name?
Jane Doe.
Very funny.
I wasn't joking, but I'll tell you my name only if you manage to make it back alive. My frequency is 145.73.
She's also in charge of recording your mission data. Whenever you want to save, send a message over the reserved save frequency, 140.96.
So saving lets me record my mission data.
That's right. It also records the state of your health.
Good to know.
There's one more person I want to introduce you to, Snake.
Huh?
Speaking of snakes, you remember the boss, don't you? A legendary soldier and your mentor. Actually, it was the boss that got the DCI's authorization in the first place. She's going to be serving as Fox's mission advisor.
The boss is?
She also helped me plan this mission. She and I were at SAS together.
Jack, is that you? How many years has it been?
Boss?
That's right. It's me.
Oh.
Talk to me. Let me hear your voice.
It's been 5 years, 72 days, and 18 hours.
You've lost weight.
You can tell just by the sound of my voice.
Of course I can. I know all about you.
Really? Well, I don't know anything about you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why'd you disappear on me all of a sudden?
I was on a top secret mission. You didn't need me anymore.
But there were still so many things I wanted you to teach me.
No, I taught you everything you needed to know about fighting techniques. I taught you all I could. The rest you needed to learn on your own.
Techniques, sure. But what about how to think like a soldier?
How to think like a soldier? I can't teach you that. A soldier needs to be strong in spirit, body, and technique. And the only thing you can learn from someone else is technique. In fact, technique doesn't even matter. What's most important is spirit. Spirit and body are like two sides of a single coin. They're the same thing. I can't teach you how to think. You'll just have to figure it out for yourself. Listen to me, Jack. Just because soldiers are on the same side right now doesn't mean they always will be. Having personal feelings about your comrades is one of the worst sins you can commit. Politics determine who you face on the battlefield. And politics are a living thing. They change along with the times. Yesterday's good might be tomorrow's evil.
Is that why you abandoned me?
No, it had nothing to do with you. I already told you, Jack, I was on a top secret mission. A soldier has to follow whatever orders he's given. It's not his place to question why. But you're looking for a reason to fight. You're a natural-born fighter, but you're not quite a soldier. A soldier is a political tool, nothing more. That's doubly true if he's a career soldier. Right and wrong have no place in his mission. He has no enemies and no friends. Only the mission. You follow the orders you're given. That's what being a soldier is.
I do whatever I have to get the job done. I don't think about politics.
That's not the same thing. Sooner or later, your conscience is going to bother you. In the end, you have to choose whether you're going to live as a soldier or just another man with a gun. There's a saying in the Orient, loyalty to the end. Do you know what it means?
Being patriotic.
It means devoting yourself to your country.
I follow the president and the top brass. I'm ready to die for them if necessary.
The president and the top brass won't be there forever. Once their terms are up, others will take their place.
I follow the will of the leader, no matter who's in charge.
People aren't the ones who dictate the missions.
Then who does?
The times. People's values change over time, and so do the leaders of a country. So there's no such thing as an enemy in absolute terms. The enemies we fight are only enemies in relative terms, constantly changing with the times. As long as we have loyalty to the end, there's no point in believing in anything, even in those we love.
And that's the way a soldier's supposed to think?
The only thing we can believe in with absolute certainty is the mission, Jack.
All right, but do me a favor.
What is it?
Call me Snake.
Snake? Oh, right. Your code name is Snake. It suits you well.
That's right. The legendary unit that the boss put together during World War II was a snake. The Cobra Unit, a group of heroes that brought the war to an end and saved the world. As long as you've got a legendary hero backing you up, you'll be fine. Isn't that right, Snake?
Yeah. I can't think of anyone else I'd rather have with me. Oh, and one more thing, boss.
Yes?
It's good to hear your voice again.
Same here. After all, who knows if either of us will make it out alive? Snake, you are always best at urban warfare and infiltrating buildings. But this is the jungle. Survival is going to be key. Those CQC techniques I taught you are sure to come in handy.
CQC? Close quarters combat, huh? I've been in the Green Berets for the past few years. I'm probably pretty rusty.
Not to worry. I'll be here to help you remember. After all, this is your first actual survival mission. I'll be supporting you over the radio.
Where are you, boss? Next to the major?
The boss is communicating with us by radio from aboard a permit-class submarine in the Arctic Ocean.
My frequency is 141.80. Call me if you need my advice on battle techniques.
Gotcha.
Your mission is to retrieve Dr. Sokolov. Dr. Sokolov is being held in an abandoned factory located to the north of your current position. Avoid heavy combat and don't let anyone see you. Don't forget that this is a stealth mission.
Whoa! Des dialogues de Metal Gear Solid 3 avec la musique de Gran Turismo 5. Mind blown! Vous entendez la pièce GTA Spy Team qui provient d'un quelconque jeu de Grand Theft Auto, je sais pas lequel, peu importe. Select, encore une fois, du soundtrack de Tekken 3. Mais juste avant, la pièce George Woodman provient du jeu Deadly Premonition. C'est une pièce de Ryu Kinugasa, Takuya Kobayashi et Hiromi Mizutani. We'll be right back. supposé sauter comme ça à la fin de cette tune-là, mais c'est pas grave, on continue. On finit ce bloc musical de musique de jeux vidéo en tombant dans le old school, le 8-bit. On y va avec Opening du jeu vidéo Cosmic Wars, une composition du Konami Kukeha Club. Ensuite, Aria 2610 du jeu Metal Black, composé par Yasuhisa Watanabe. Et on va finir avec de la musique de jeu vidéo de Haruomi Hosono, la musique de Mappy et finalement la musique de Galaga.
Thank you.
Comme promis, je finis avec une pièce de Morton Subotnick. C'est la face A de l'album Until Spring, un vinyle paru en 1976. Donc, ça va être la fin de cette première heure de Show pour le Monstone avec moi-même, François Letourneau, sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Je vous laisse après la pièce de Morton avec Nicolas Terrien. Bonne soirée.
Paru en 1900.
CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
En présence de symptômes de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, isolez-vous et faites un test rapide à la maison.